speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome. Well, we had a lot of news break yesterday after this program ended. We had an amazing back and forth, charges thrown at General Flynn by a judge who then was roundly criticized and took back some of those statements. As the former Attorney General for Bush said, I've only seen one judge talk like this, and he said he was widely considered to be crazy. would just say anything. But then things got even crazier because we had as the show was ending yesterday, we had Sarah Sanders, the White House press secretary, say, well, you know what? $5 billion. Okay. We won't shut the government down, and $5 billion. Oh, we don't need that. How about $1.5 billion? What a negotiating tactic to just arbitrarily and unilaterally throw away 2/3 of what you're asking for. I'm sure that will bring the Democrats to their knees. Okay. How about a third? A third? Really a third? And then at the same time, we have the State Department offering over $10 billion to Mexico and Central America to help them with security and infrastructure. What about our security? What about our infrastructure? What about President Trump's campaign promises? We have Joe Biden saying that anybody can beat President Trump. Any Democrat, he said. And you know, for the first time, I might agree with Biden. Because I think this is becoming a read my lips moment. The key issue with George H.W. Bush and why he was a single term president was because he promised everybody that he wasn't going to raise taxes. The key issue with President Trump was the border wall and anchor babies. And he goes back to those every time he's got an election. And then he immediately forgets about it. He has the budget. He has the authority. He has the military to protect the budget, to protect the border. And he won't do it. He can get rid of the DACA order, the executive order from the executive branch of Obama, but he won't do it. So what is he about, quite frankly? I don't know. We then have an amazing story that was picked up by Mike Adams, Natural News. 375 million rounds of tactical rifle ammunition. This is not target practice ammunition. This is tactical ammunition designed to blow big expanding holes in people and to stop them. 375 million rounds over the next 5 years. This is a contract done by Homeland Security for ICE. And we'll talk about this a little bit. When you look at how much that is per agent, and you compare that to the levels of ammunition, even if this was being used for target practice, the amount of target practice exceeds what you would see, far exceeds what you would see in police departments. It is more than what you would typically see in a SWAT team. And this is not target ammunition. Maybe they just don't care. Maybe they just don't care about the money. Maybe just go out and buy the most expensive ammunition to use for target practice and buy it in massive quantities. Now, we have 375 million rounds of tactical rifle ammunition. You know, I was talking about how many people, they did survey, Gallup did a survey in over 150 nations. They found that 750 million people plan on changing country locations within the next 5 years. The majority of them want to come to America, 158 million. The number two country was Canada at less than 50 million. So more than three times the number of people want to come here as to Canada, the number two place. And they're going to be coming in the next 5 years. So the question is, what are we going to do about our border security? Are we going to try to buy off as we've been blackmailed by the Mexican government, by the Central American governments of Honduras and Guatemala? Are we going to develop their infrastructure, forget our infrastructure? Stay with us. When we come back, we've got some even more amazing headlines. We'll be right back.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Wednesday, December the 19th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to talk about what's going on with the border. We're also going to talk about what's going on with gun control. Gun control is breaking out everywhere, especially around schools. We now have the White House School Safety Commission releasing their report calling for more red flag enforcement and calling for armed people at the schools. Not necessarily clear from what I've seen of the report whether they're calling for teachers in general to have it. They said yes, even in some cases teachers, but I think the focus is going to be on armed government workers who are outfitted as in a uniform. I don't know if that's going to be effective. But the key thing here, folks, to understand, and I think this is the most important thing to come out of it, as we see the Trump administration defining bump stocks as machine guns, saying that we are going to have more red flag orders, the Democrats are coming after our guns in every way imaginable. We have a judge ruling on this very school shooting, the Stoneman Douglas shooting in Parkland, Florida, that happened last February. Some students there sued law enforcement, said they did not do their job. It's a lawsuit brought by 15 students. They argued that the sheriff's office and the Broward School District had a legal duty to protect them that they did not follow. Now, we've seen this type of case many times before. Anybody who is familiar with gun laws knows that courts have held over and over again that the police have no duty to protect you, regardless of what it says on the police cars. You know, they say to serve and to protect. They don't say what they are protecting, and they don't say who they are serving. They may be serving you with orders. They may be serving the government. They may be protecting the government, but they're not protecting you. And courts have consistently said that they cannot be sued for not doing their job, for not protecting you in the public. They're not there to protect you. They are police. They are enforcing policies. They are writing tickets. They're harassing people. They're not protecting people. Now, some police officers do protect people. Some of them die in the line of service protecting other people. But that's not their duty. You can almost think of them as good Samaritans who happen to be in a police uniform. Their duty, according to the government, is to enforce policy. And that's what this judge has just ruled. And people are scratching their heads. And it's like, we've told you this many, many times. This is the only the most recent example of this. And it's very important that this focuses around this Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting in Parkland, Florida, where we have now said, oh, we got to get rid of bump stops. We got to have red flag orders and so forth so we can swat people. We've already had somebody die from that. It's very dangerous when you start sending the government around to confiscate orders without due process, without a legal search warrant. And that is now what our education secretary is demanding. There is no constitutional authority for a Department of Education. Period. Period. It was created by Jimmy Carter. Ronald Reagan campaigned that he would get rid of it. He didn't. He nurtured it into adulthood. And so there's no constitutional authority for Betsy DeVos to have an office in Washington to dictate to us how to educate our children, how to protect our children. There is no constitutional authority for the federal government to make any kinds of demands to take our guns or to infringe bit by bit on our God-given rights to protect ourselves and our families. And they've shown over and over again that they don't even see it as their duty to protect our families. Now, contrast this idea when they say, and this is a U.S. District Judge Beth Bloom. She tossed out the lawsuit and she said, as previously stated, for such a duty to exist, a duty to protect on the part of the defendants, the sheriff's office, plaintiffs would have to be considered to be in custody. So they're not considered to be in custody when they're in the schools. And yet, as I reported many times, we had parents who objected at the time, 20 years ago, in Massachusetts. They were teaching sex education classes to kids at a very, very young age. These were heterosexual classes. This was not the drag queen story hour taught to kindergartners. This is a heterosexual class taught to second or third graders in Massachusetts. The father said, I wasn't told about this. I don't think this is appropriate for a child this age. I want my child out of here. They called the police and the police arrested the father. The father took them to court. The court said, when you turn over your children, when you bring them to school and release them to school, you have turned them over to the school. They're in the custody of the school. They said the doctrine there is in loco parentis. The school will operate in place of the parent. But now they say they don't have any custodial duty. Isn't that interesting? How they dance around the laws here with us. We'll get back to this. We'll talk a little bit about the bump stock issues as well. But I want to move to the other amazing hypocrisy that came out yesterday, and that's what's going on at the border. This story from Mike Adams, Natural News. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, known as ICE, appears to be gearing up for a massive border invasion with a new contract to acquire 375 million rounds of tactical rifle ammunition. Will they be protecting you and your family? Do they consider it to be their custodial duty to protect this country? I mean, certainly we have a massive military that we send everywhere. Do you know that we have up to 4,000 troops, according to the Washington Post and the New Yorker and a few other mainstream media organizations? They put it in the back page as kind of a, I guess, the official notification. That's what passes for a declaration of war now. But we have up to 4,000. Soldiers that are occupying Syria. One third of Syria is being occupied by U.S. troops. No policy discussion. No problem with the Democrats. Democrats don't have a problem with that. Nikki Haley and the neocon conservatives don't have a problem with that. Nobody's talking about that. And yet, if you want to put a couple of thousand soldiers down at the border of America to protect America, can't do that. Can't do that. So is ICE going to do that? I'm not really sure. Will they be using that on us? I don't know. What are they going to do? This is a press release from December the 10th. Mike Adams picked up on. Homeland Security is talking about how they have awarded a five-year, $75 million contract to provide ICE agents and officers with ammunition. This is 223 Remington ammo. It's used in AR-15 rifles. And as he points out, these rifles can fire 5.56 NATO, but they can also fire 223 Remington. He says these are not pistol rounds. These are rifle rounds that are used by soldiers and military rifles. And in government quantities, this $75 million contract would mean that they've got about 375 million rounds of ammunition because they cost about 20 cents a piece in government quantity. He says if you equally distribute this across the 20,000 ICE employees, that would give each employee 18,750 rounds of ammunition for the next 5 years. He goes, that is massive. The average county sheriff's deputy is allotted approximately 50 rounds per month of ammo to maintain a minimum level of firearms proficiency. That's about 600 rounds per year. But they're going to give ICE employees, on average, 18,000 rounds. Now, of course, that would be the sheriff's deputies, I guess, that are actually using their rounds of ammunition to protect the students that they've been put in charge of guarding in the schools. If you've turned your children over to, they're going to act in place of the parents in loco parentis. They're not going to be protecting your kids from shooters. They're going to be educating them about transgenderism in kindergarten. That's your Department of Education. And that's your Immigration and Border Patrol agents.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply. For those of us that are the tip of the spear, we're being targeted to take out the leadership. That's the globalist's only hope. So when you support InfoWars, when you spread our articles and videos, when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you are literally not just supporting InfoWars and free speech and standing in defiance against Soros and Hillary and the rest of these people, but you are standing for your own future and your own best shot of having an early warning system in America to stand against these individuals. When you order products at InfoWarsStore.com, you fund not just an American revolution, but a global revolution against tyranny. And we have the biggest specials ever running throughout to the end of the year as part of a total store clearance. Every order gets a free t-shirt. Every order gets free shipping. Every order gets 50 to 75% off in total clearance. And that funding allows us to go into the new year on sure footing to fund ourselves throughout the first part of the year to not just fight, but to expand. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. I salute you all. Now please take action at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are trying to set up a private corporate world government that's above the law. If there's any opposition, if there's any independent media that can call the fact that the emperor has no clothes, that can call BS, it's game over. But if you look at everybody else like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they are all beholden to the networks they're on that can be targeted. There's only two groups in the U.S., InfoWars and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, that are truly independent. And, of course, they're two of the dominant media forces in the world. It really is amazing. That's why, as we close out 2018, I want to just remind the listeners of the amazing fight we're all in and how far we've come together. Just remind you that you are the power, you're the strength, you're the will of InfoWars. So please spread the links, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, KristenPlata.com, because if you don't spread the articles and the videos, no one else will. We're all in each other's hands. God bless you all, and thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Well, somebody's been doing some Christmas shopping. We have the Department of Homeland Security has ordered 18,750 rounds, if you average it out, that many rounds of ammunition, over 18,000 rounds of ammunition, nearly 19,000 rounds of ammunition for each of its 20,000 ICE employees. And, of course, that would just be assuming that it is equally distributed. As Mike Adams, Natural News, points out, this is far beyond what you would typically have for law enforcement. This is more like what you would see for SWAT teams or for soldiers who are in a battle zone. So is this what they're expecting at our border? That's the question you ask. What does Homeland Security know that they aren't telling us? 375 million rounds of ammunition. More in line of what you would expect for a full-scale military operation. Are they going to use the military to protect the border? I don't know. Where'd they get this money? Don't they have the money to protect the border? Again, if they can take the people after they come over the border, they can keep the families together, they can put them on a military base to house them, where does that money come from? It comes from the military budget. Why can't they use the military budget to keep the people out of our country, out of our court system? And for that matter, why do we have to have unanimous consent from every single federal judge? One judge objects to what the president does as his delegated power under the Constitution, his duty to perform this delegated power. One judge objects to that, and it has to stop. And he immediately stops. Doesn't even appeal it. Doesn't say, well, we're going to continue doing this under appeal. They immediately stop it. And so as Mike Adams goes on to point out, this is coming from a company, Federal Ammunition. As the president of Federal Ammunition points out, this stuff is battle-ready ammunition. He says it ensures the highest performance threshold and absolute officer confidence in terminal performance. What does that mean? Well, Mike Adams points out terminal performance means the ammunition can be reliably expected to accomplish two things, penetration and expansion, or you want to look at it another way, making deep holes and big holes in your intended target. Terminal performance. Stopping them terminally. So this is not normal ammunition. This is tactical ammunition. So are they buying tactical ammunition just for target practice because they can, because they've got unlimited money? Or maybe, you know, the question is, what do they know that they aren't telling us? Well, here's something that I've been trying to tell people. This goes back to December 10th. I've covered this a couple of times. Breitbart article, Gallup poll, more than 750 million people globally now want to migrate. The UN is very happy about that. The UN is laying the legal groundwork for that. The agenda, framework that's going to be used by judges throughout the world. We had over 150 countries that have signed on now to this UN pact. And this is a Gallup World Poll survey. They interviewed 453,000 adults in 152 countries. Over a period of 2 years, they found that 50% of the world's population would like to move to another country. And guess what country they want to move to? The United States. Far and away, the number one location of people who want to move to another country. 158 million said they want to move to America. The next closest one was Canada with 47 million. So more than three times the number of people that want to go to Canada, which is number two. 42 million want to go to Germany, 34 million go to the UK, and decreases as it goes down from that. Pew Research, not just Gallup, but Pew Research did a poll. They revealed that up to two-thirds of the 1.1 billion population number that is set to double by more than 2050 of sub-Saharan Africa wanted to migrate to the U.S. or to Europe. And they're planning on making their journey within the next 5 years. Gallup right after the election, did another poll, this time not of, not a 2-year poll of 150 some odd countries, but they asked people in America after the election, what is the biggest problem facing America? The biggest problem by people of all political parties came in as government. The second place was immigration. Actually, with Republicans, immigration is the number one problem, 29%. And those two are connected together. Government is the problem that is creating the immigration problem. And so it depends on whether you how you see that. Only 5%, by the way, said that health care is the biggest problem. Identified that as a problem that the U.S. faces. The government and immigration are the problem. And here's why. President Trump yesterday walked back his demand. He said very vociferously last week in the argument that he had with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, I'm going to shut down the government if you don't fund the wall. And I want $5 billion to fund the wall. You're not getting anything. And he's not going to get any more money from Nancy and Chuck than he is going to get from the Mexican government. He always said he's going to get the Mexican government to pay for it. No. But he does have a record military budget. And he does have a duty to protect this country. And we don't have authorization to occupy other countries like Syria. And we have another forever war as they gradually release, quietly release, as I said, kind of like they're publishing a death, you know, the legal requirement to publish a death. I guess that's what it's come to. We don't have a public discussion of this. We don't have a debate. We don't have a vote in the Congress about whether or not we're going to have a war. We just let Obama put it there. Trump leaves it there and forces it there. So we've got ground troops in Syria. Over 4,000, occupying a third of Syria, an area about the size of Louisiana. Our troops there are surrounded by hostile forces. We're occupying a country that we have absolutely no authority and no business being in, a country that we have been working very hard to overthrow their government and to institute ISIS. It was our support of the ISIS Al-Qaeda allies of ours, giving them weapons and money, that has kept this civil war going there for over 7 years. As it stopped in Aleppo, they were able to celebrate Easter for the first time in 7 years, this last year. Now in Damascus, the neighborhoods that are on the front line, they're celebrating Christmas for the first time. Why? Because our allies and the people that we supported have been defeated. And we're still invading that country, but we won't defend our country. This is what it's come to, folks. So President Trump backed down on the $5 billion for the wall. He had Sarah Sanders saying we have other ways that we can get the $5 billion. And we'll work with Congress to do so, indicating then that it's not going to use the military budget to do his duty. She added that the Trump administration could support $1.6 billion in border security funding proposed by the Senate Democrats as long as it can couple that with other funding resources to get $5 billion. So there you go. That's a great negotiation technique. We just take it right down. But we got something else coming. 10.6, we can't get $5 billion for our wall. We can't use our troops to protect our border, but we can give $10.6 billion to Central America and Mexico for security and infrastructure, because we can't provide security for America and we can't rebuild America's infrastructure. How pathetic. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities, because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never miss your show any day.
Thank you.
I mean, never.
at Infowars.com/show.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfowarsStore.com.
The globalists are trying to set up a private corporate world government that's above the law. If there's any opposition, if there's any independent media that can call the fact that the emperor has no clothes, that can call BS, it's game over. But if you look at everybody else like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they are all beholden to the networks they're on that can be targeted. There's only two groups in the U.S., InfoWars and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, that are truly independent. And, of course, they're two of the dominant media forces in the world. It really is amazing. That's why, as we close out 2018, I want to just remind the listeners of the amazing fight we're all in and how far we've come together. Just remind you that you are the power, you're the strength, you're the will of InfoWars. So please spread the links, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Because if you don't spread the articles and the videos, no one else will. We're all in each other's hands. God bless you all and thank you.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. David Knight Show.
Well, we now know what's under the tree for Central America and Mexico. $10.6 billion from the Trump administration. After Trump went wobbly on the wall yesterday afternoon, after he's suddenly got Alzheimer's the day after the election when it came to anchor babies, that issue's just gone. Gone. Don't remember it. Oh, what was that? What was I talking about just before the election? I was saying something about anchor babies. Forget about it. Wall? I don't know. Maybe we'll forget about the $5 billion for the wall. I get an idea. We'll send more than double that to the people who are invading our country. That's a great idea. Yeah. Mexico isn't paying for the wall. The U.S. taxpayers are paying for Mexico. Good idea, President Trump. Great job. $5.8 billion to be invested in Central America, another $4.8 billion for Southern Mexico. So the question is this a bribe? Is this ransom? Are we being held hostage by these people invading us? Is this blackmail? What's going on? The Mexican Foreign Relations Secretary in the Mexican capital said, I think this is good news, very good news for Mexico. I agree with him. It is very good news for Mexico. It just sucks for American taxpayers. Big time. He says, I have a dream that I want to become a reality, that nobody will go to work in the United States anymore, said Lopez Obrador, the incoming president. That's right. They're not going to go to work in the U.S. because we know that 63% plus go on welfare in the U.S. That's the Cloward and Piven approach. Yeah, they're not going to go to work. They're going to come here for the free education. That's where the Mexican government sends its people here for the free education at our expense. Now we are going to send even more money to them, $10.6 billion for them to stay home. It's going to be billed as a private and public investment. Not going to be investing in our jobs, not going to be investing in our infrastructure. We're going to be investing in their jobs and infrastructure. And we're going to be improving, quote unquote, their security conditions and job opportunities. Not our security conditions. Can't do that. So you can provide security for Syria, supposedly. Although we destabilize that country. Iraq, no, it's like we destabilize them as well. Afghanistan, no, that's not working out too well either, is it? We can go around in the name of providing security for all these different countries and we can destabilize them, but we can't provide any security for America. And we can't provide job opportunities either. Unless you want to be a politician, a federal bureaucrat, or somebody is part of the military industrial complex that will feed this empire abroad that we have created. The U.S. aims to promote better security conditions and job opportunities as part of a regional plan to allow Central Americans to remain in their countries and not have to immigrate. Yeah, don't come here to get the money. We'll send it to you. How about that? We'll mail you the checks. You don't even have to come here to get on welfare. You can stay in your country and we'll put you on the American welfare system. Is that a good idea? Read my lips. A border wall. Mexico's president, Obrador, said that developing southern Mexico is a priority for his administration. His plans, Obrador's plans, he's got plans. He's going to have, this is what his infrastructure is going to be. He's going to call it a Mayan train. It's going to stretch from the tourist destinations on the Yucatan Peninsula down to Chiapas. Yay, Mexico. Let's put their infrastructure first. Mexico first. Is that what President Trump campaigned on? I thought it was America first, but... Well, that was just to get elected, I guess. AP reports it was not made clear whether the U.S. would receive anything in return. Yeah, not sure about that. And then RT points out that the U.N. is bragging about the fact that migration is a powerful driver of economic growth. Not for the countries that are receiving the migrants, but for the migrants themselves, of course. Human migration is, quote, a powerful driver of economic growth, dynamism, and understanding. Are you understanding what they're doing to your country? Are you understanding where this agenda is coming from? We say we're fighting globalism. If you want to fight globalism, you fight this UN migration pact. That is the essence of it. It is the Cloward and Piven purpose, as I've pointed out. These Democrat economists said we got to have a welfare state to take down America's economy so we can rebuild our socialist utopia on top of that. When it didn't happen in the mid-2000s, I said, let's open the borders because we can't get Americans to go on welfare in sufficient numbers. Let's bring in foreigners and we can collapse the economy using foreigners and the welfare state. Why is this a surprise to everybody that 63% of the people coming in here are on welfare? And we have anchor babies to bring in more with chain anchors. Why is that a surprise? Why is it a surprise that about the time that Cloward and Piven came up with that strategy that you had all these Democrats who'd been talking about, oh, we got to protect the border. You know, they're at least paying lip service to it. You know, you had Obama talking about that. You had Hillary Clinton. You had Chuck Schumer. We played you the clips. Dianne Feinstein, all the leaders of the Democrat Party 10, 15, 20 years ago. We're all saying, we got to control immigration. They were trying to support their voting base at the time, blue-collar workers that were American. But then they came up with this Cloward and Piven strategy. Hey, we can bring foreigners in. We can collapse it. We can, you know, they can be our voters and so forth. Let's do that. Allow millions to seek opportunities, new opportunities that benefit communities of origin and destination alike, they say. Well, I'm not so sure about that. Not so sure about the destination. Nobody's really buying this that pays any attention to it. We've already seen how this is working for us. It's been in place for some time. And you don't have to look too carefully to see where this is going. And in Belgium, we've just had the government fall over this UN migration pact. Remember the coalition split last week. The Belgian prime minister said he was going to be able to keep it together. Well, he couldn't. It's now become official. The Belgian prime minister, Charles Michel, became the latest political figure to fall after he tendered the resignation of his government when his liberal-led coalition lost its parliamentary majority and an appeal to lawmakers in parliament failed to garner backing for a minority administration. They lost their coalition partners over this UN migration pact. And Zero Hedge points out the fall of the Belgian government was the latest in a series of crises that's been triggered over the non-binding, they say it's non-binding, but folks, it is. It's going to be bound into people's legal systems by the judges who will use it. It will be used by the legislators, just as we use the UN war on drugs. We enacted that verbatim 10 years after the UN put that together. Just as we are using Agenda 21 and now the UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability to create smart cities. It is a template, and it is binding in that sense, absolutely binding in that sense. So this UN Accord on Migration, it said governments from Slovakia to Estonia to Chile have faced backlashes over the document the UN says doesn't encourage illegal immigration, nor does it force countries to change their admission policies. That would be a lie. Now, as we look at this, we move forward. Joe Biden says, I think anybody can beat Donald Trump in 2020. Here's what he had to say. Let's play the clip, video clip number four.
Can I ask you why you're the most qualified person to take on President Trump?
No one should run for president unless they think they're qualified.
And why do you think you could beat President Trump? Why is this your time?
I think anybody could beat him.
Anybody? Anybody on the Democratic side?
Any of the major Democrats could beat him.
Yeah. Why would that be? Is he going to lose his Republican support because of his read my lips? I'm going to build a wall. I'm going to have Mexico pay for it. I'm going to have Nancy and Chuck pay for it. I can't use the military to protect the border. I'm going to have Mexico pay for it. Yeah, that'll be it. Yeah. This build a wall anchor babies game that President Trump has been playing isn't really going to help him in 2020. It didn't help George Bush to act that way. All right. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. from InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
For those of us that are the tip of the spear, we're being targeted to take out the leadership. That's the globalist only hope. So when you support InfoWars, when you spread our articles and videos, when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you are literally not just supporting InfoWars and free speech and standing in defiance against Soros and Hillary and the rest of these people, but you are standing for your own future and your own best shot of having an early warning system in America to stand against these individuals. When you order products at InfoWarsStore.com, you fund not just an American revolution, but a global revolution against tyranny. And we have the biggest specials ever running throughout to the end of the year as part of a total store clearance. Every order gets a free t-shirt. Every order gets free shipping. Every order gets 50 to 75% off in total clearance. And that funding allows us to go into the new year on sure footing to fund ourselves throughout the first part of the year to not just fight, but to expand. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. I salute you all. Now please take action at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Today is the last day that you can get guaranteed Christmas delivery for our 12 days of Christmas sale. And again, as the sale ended, we had a daily special, 24-hour special. We brought back all of those all at once, as well as maintained the free shipping, up to 75% off some items on the site, and double Patriot points. And with every order, no matter the size, you get a free T-shirt. Some of those 24-hour specials that we brought back include BrainForce Plus, my favorite supplement, 55% off. Ultimate Bone Broth, 55% off. Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver, 60% off. As is Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, 60% off. All sizes of Immune Gargle, 55% off. Super Blue, fluoride-free toothpaste and mouthwash, 60% off. And Bod Ease, a all-natural anti-inflammation product. A key ingredient in that is turmeric, but it's got other natural ingredients that help your body to utilize the turmeric. That is 60% off. Bodies is 60% off. Take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, it's the last day for guaranteed Christmas delivery. You get free shipping, up to 75% off, double Patriot points, and every order gets a free T-shirt. All right, just one more thing I want to say about the immigration issue here. As we have the left going absolutely nuts about everything Russian, right? Everything, every setback to the globalists is blamed on Russia. They're blaming the yellow vests on Russia. Oh, look at that. They told people about what Macron's tax rates were. Well, I think they understood what they were. I mean, they're opening up toll roads now there. I think they understand that their standard of living has been declining precipitously. They understand that he doesn't care. He's going to continue to do this. That's why they were wearing the yellow vest, because it had to do with toll roads, had to do with fuel taxes, had to do with the fact that they're going to take away their ability to move freely with private cars. And that's just the tip of the iceberg of that UN agenda. But there's another UN agenda, the UN migrant agenda. They're upset about that as well. When they're not burning down the city in protest of taxes, the migrants are, because they don't like France. They don't want France to, they like the stuff that's there in France. They like what that society has built. They just don't like the Frenchmen. They want the French to go away. Just like they want the Brits to go away. They want the Americans to go away. They want our stuff. But they don't want the systems that gave us our stuff, the cultures that gave us our stuff, the laws that gave us our stuff. But of course, it's the Russians. It's their fault for telling people that, according to BuzzFeed and a lot of other media organizations that are out there now. The British press is saying, oh, look at this. You got the Russians are telling people what's happening in their country, because the mainstream media won't. So let's tell you what's happening here. They're so upset about Russians, and yet there's a lot of anchor babies that are Russians. Reported on this before. Their preferred area is Miami. Now, different groups, it's not just the Russians, it's also the Chinese. Chinese have a different geographical area that they like to come in. It's the birthright citizenship. Or, as President Trump says when he's running for office, anchor babies. And then he shuts up about it after he gets elected. He doesn't talk about it. Doesn't talk about DACA. He's going to cave on the border. But as they point out, some nationalities prefer certain metropolitan areas. The Chinese prefer L.A. because they've got this deal worked out. They've got a tourist agency there. And, of course, it's West Coast as well. But they can go there. They can get subsidized delivery. I mean, these are wealthy Chinese. They're paying lots of money to a Chinese agency to smuggle in, because it was happening in such large numbers that they got wise to it. The L.A. Times did a report on it. And so they started smuggling in the pregnant Chinese women, and it was worth it to them, you know, to pay tens of thousands of dollars, because they could get even more money saved on the delivery bills that were going to be subsidized by the California taxpayers, subsidizing that at their hospitals. Many of them staying at luxury resorts in Las Vegas up until the point that they came into California and got their subsidized delivery. The Russians, however, prefer Miami. They have a place called Sunny Isle Beach. So many Russians are coming there, they call it Little Russia. Nigerians prefer cities in the Northeast and in Texas. All those Nigerian princes that are coming to be born here in the United States, they go to Texas and the Northeast. But for the Soviet Union, for the Russians, it is Little Russia, or as otherwise known, Sunny Isles Beach. The owner of the Miami Mama Agency, Miami Mama. Yeah, come here and you can get citizenship because, you know, if you're Russian or you're Chinese and your child is born in America, you get that anchor baby case. This is how the chain migration works. Then when they become adults, they can sponsor you and get you in, and so you can retire in America and get subsidized with that as well. So the Miami Mama Agency told Bloomberg that on every flight to Miami from Moscow, there's at least one pregnant woman. In many cases, there are more than five pregnant women on flights. And they said, what they're doing is perfectly legal. It sure is, because we won't do anything about anchor babies, except talk about it when it suits our purposes for political reasons. And then as we talk about the Russians and the Chinese and the Nigerians and everybody who's coming in that way with anchor babies, there's the other aspect of it, and that is overstaying their visas. See, the very least that we could do, it wouldn't really solve our immigration problem if we were to build a wall, because we'd still have the anchor baby issue. We'd have people that would be flying over the wall on private jets to get subsidized health care and delivery, and then coming here to retire later on. It would also include people who come here on visas and overstay their visa. The largest number of people overstaying their visa are here on short-term B visa. You know, the H-1B visa and H-2B visa and so forth. You know, where you come here to work and replace the American workers at Disney World, for example, because, you know, American workers, they just don't speak English like the foreigners do. So, you know, train your foreign workers that we're bringing them over here on these B visas. And we need more of those. Say the big corporations who have so much influence in Washington, because they don't have to pay them as much. And then they stay. And they don't go home. And here's one guy who was a criminal who overstayed his visa. They didn't know that he was overstaying the visa. New American talks about the Chinese illegal who threatened to kill school kids. Now, that's how they found him. And then they realized, oh, wait, this guy's not even American. He's threatening to kill school kids here. The number of overstays suggests that a permanent solution to illegal immigration might be impossible, short of severely curtailing travel to the U.S. and then tracing the activities of those who come in on the visas. In this particular case, this guy whose name is Zhang, 22 years old, he was living in Texas. He remained in the U.S. 2 years past the expiration of his visa. But that wasn't why they caught him. He came to law enforcement's attention in July this year, 2018, when he threatened to use firearms to kill school children during an internet chat session on the Department of Veterans Affairs crisis line. And he's not a U.S. veteran. So he's not a U.S. citizen. He's overstaying his, and he gets on the U.S. veterans crisis hotline and he starts threatening to kill kids. After the threats, the police caught him. At a filling station near his home, he was sitting in the vehicle with two loaded and ready-to-fire firearms, including an AR-15. The agents also found a woman's passport. This guy was an Uber driver, because, you know, Uber doesn't check backgrounds any more than our government does. He stole it from her purse back in August of 2017 and then used it to rip off her identity. He also defrauded the Bank of America in March of 2018 for more than $11,000. A few days before making the threats on the veteran crisis hotline, he stole an IRS refund check from his neighbor's mailbox and deposited it into his own bank account. They said 700,000 people with visas overstayed in 2017. Only 15% had left. They come, but they don't leave. So that's the other part of it. And that is the Republican side of that. We want to bring these people in so we can get cheap labor. We'll give them visas. They don't ever have to go home. We don't want them to go home. And, of course, we can't do any kind of vetting on these people to know if they are criminal or not. We just have to take their word for it. We take their word for it as to how old they are. They can tell us that they're a kid, and then they can stay here under DACA. We don't know. We don't know. It's kind of like, you know, you go into a foreign country and you don't know how to calculate it. So you just take all the money in your pocket, you put it in your hand and you open it up and you go, take what you need. That's what we do to these people. Except it's our country and it's the taxpayers' money. And that's what the Trump administration is about to do. $10.6 billion. They can't get $5 billion for the wall, but they can give $10.6 billion to the people who are invading our country, the very countries that are invading us. We'll be right back.
For those of us that are the tip of the spear, we're being targeted to take out the leadership. That's the globalist only hope. So when you support InfoWars, when you spread our articles and videos, when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you are literally not just supporting InfoWars and free speech and standing in defiance against Soros and Hillary and the rest of these people, but you are standing for your own future and your own best shot of having an early warning system in America to stand against these individuals. When you order products at InfoWarsStore.com, you fund not just an American revolution, but a global revolution against tyranny. And we have the biggest specials ever running throughout to the end of the year as part of a total store clearance. Every order gets a free t-shirt. Every order gets free shipping. Every order gets 50 to 75% off in total clearance. And that funding allows us to go into the new year on sure footing to fund ourselves throughout the first part of the year, to not just fight, but to expand. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. I salute you all. Now, please take action at InfoWarsStore.com. Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them were like little side accounts. They even know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds, it's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I said in the last hour, we've had a judge rule. A federal judge ruled on Monday that the Broward County Schools and the Sheriff's Office were not legally obligated to protect or to shield students at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. The judge said that the defendants were not constitutionally obligated to protect students who were not in custody. And again, turning your child over to the school, that is considered to be custody if they want to give them drag queen story hour or anything else that you don't agree with. They are acting in place of the parents. You have abandoned your children to the state, is what the judges in those particular cases said. They said it's called in loco parentis, we will operate in place of the parents. When you turn your child over to the school, you have abandoned them to the state. But the state doesn't consider itself to be in custody, so they have no duty to protect. They will just attack your child with their perverted federal transgender agenda. And that's what the schools are about, folks. Understand that. They will not protect their bodies while they attack their minds. And now we have the White House attacking the Second Amendment on the very same day that we had President Trump cave on the wall and what he said he was going to do to get funding for it. And then turning over twice that amount to the people coming from Mexico and Honduras and Central America, $10.6 billion to them. The White House school safety report. So we got an idea. We will have increased red flag laws. But as Breitbart points out, there are already red flag laws in California at the Borderline Bar and Grill November 7th when a gunman shot and killed 11 innocent people. There were also laws in Florida about that. We've also had an innocent man killed as he got SWAT teamed, essentially, by somebody saying, I think this guy is an extreme risk. That's the red flag, these extreme risk protection orders. And the education secretary is saying she wants more of this kind of gun control. How far away from the Constitution do we have to get before people wake up in this country? The education secretary, a department for which there is no authority, is demanding that government take your firearms for which they have no authority. And that they can do it without any due process. It's just stacked on top of that. This is how we get there, by enforcing the war on drugs. We just threw out the Constitution entirely. And everybody has been accustomed to it. Drug addiction is a great evil, and it is. And it is not going to be solved by prohibition. We saw that with alcohol. And it is certainly not going to be solved by throwing away our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. And so now the Trump School Safety Report recommends trained and armed school personnel. Well, that's fine, I think, as long as you allow teachers who want to carry to carry. If this is going to mean that we're going to, she's focusing on military veterans and retired law enforcement officers to be hired at schools. This means if we're going to have an army of police officers in uniforms to protect our kids, I think maybe they should go back and look at how this worked out in Parkland, Florida. They said, well, you know, we assigned a deputy from the sheriff's department to protect kids at school, but then he doesn't have any duty to protect them. I mean, I guess he's just there to taser the kids if they get into a fight. Arrest them if they talk, you know, if they do something that they don't like. White House senior administration paid lip service to the Second Amendment and to the Bill of Rights and said, well, we're cognizant of due process protections and we are respectful of Second Amendment liberties. They had to say that because they're throwing out the due process protections with the red flag laws. And they are throwing out our Second Amendment as they're coming at the same time, the same day, they're moving to ban bump stocks. saying that that is equivalent to making the gun a machine gun. We'll tell you why that's not true and why that's a dangerous thing when we come back.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at the gun issue a little bit more closely, and let's look at how the Second Amendment was thrown under the bus by the Trump Department of Justice and by the Trump Department of Education. And, of course, you have the BATF putting out a rule. This rule has now taken what used to be an accessory and now says that accessory makes it a machine gun. The government admits that the action will cost hundreds of millions of dollars to consumers, and they're not going to compensate anybody for it. There's not going to be any grandfather clause. They give owners 90 days to destroy their bump stocks or to face a possible prison term of 10 years. Now, this is not a law that was passed by Congress. This is a rule that was passed by a bureaucracy. A bureaucracy that just reversed itself. This is something that the BATF and the DOJ did not even do under the Obama administration, and they're being allowed to do this under the Trump administration. So much for the Second Amendment. This is a bureaucracy writing a rule, not a law written by Congress, which would have been prohibited under the Constitution. This is how you lose your rights. As I said many times, you have no due process. They now maintain this fiction that if the federal government bureaucracies, these unelected representatives write a rule, began with the IRS doing things like this. You know, the IRS would write rules, and then you were guilty until you were proven innocent, and they could apply fines, and you would have no protection against excessive fines. And they would take you to their court where you don't have any presumption of innocence, and you would have to try to prove your innocence to their court. So they became their own legislature, their own police force, their own court system. And now every bureaucracy is doing this, whether it's the FCC or whether it's the FAA with their drone rules and saying, oh, you're going to register your little tiny toy drones a couple of years ago, or we're going to give you a $25,000 fine. And people start saying, are you crazy? They start having people say, well, you did it by weight. Here's a little wooden airplane with a rubber band motor, basically, and you're going to fine me $25,000 for this? After a lot of ridicule and public comment, they just kind of backed off. But they didn't have to. They could do whatever they wanted to. And this is what they're typically doing in the different bureaucracies. Rand Paul, many times in the Senate and other Republicans in the House, have tried to put forward what he calls the Reins Act to rein in an out-of-control bureaucracy where we can be taxed without representation by a permanently entrenched bureaucracy. They never lose their job. I mean, this is part of what I was talking about yesterday at the beginning of the program, why President Trump should shut them down for a while. Can't fire these people, so let's at least furlough them. We'll eventually have to pay them, but in the interim, they wouldn't be harassing us with their unconstitutional, unlegal, or illegal rules. Unlawful, illegal. but this is the issue, folks. And this is how they suspend our due process and all the protections that we have in the Bill of Rights. So it's not just the fact that, as the judge is coming out and saying that in Parkland, they can't be sued. The sheriff's department can't be sued because the officer and officers that they had there stationed to protect the children did not do their job. They can't be sued because they don't have any constitutional duty to protect people. So what does the government say? We have our education secretary saying, well, we need more people like that. That'll protect our kids. More uniformed officers with guns who don't have any responsibility to protect anybody. That's why the only way you're going to get protection is with teachers who have concealed carry. They will protect their life, and they will protect the lives of their students that they know. But paying somebody and giving them a uniform is a prescription for disaster. You can't sue these people when they don't protect you. They have held this up in court after court after court, and now it's been done in Parkland. Reminding you yet again, you don't believe it when we tell you they don't have any lawful duty to protect you. They can't be sued if they don't protect you. Well, we've just seen it yet again. Everybody is scratching their head like, what's going on? I've had a lot of people send me this article. What's going on? Yeah, this has gone on many times. But we're going to have more of that. That's going to keep kids safe. But we have to turn over our guns. And you can't have any private gun sales. The incoming Democrats are ready with a bill. They've already drafted a bill that will criminalize all private gun sales. You won't be able to sell your own property without the government's permission, because they're going to take away the most important property you have, your individual rights. Elizabeth Warren joined with Senator Brian Schultz of Hawaii, Representative Elijah Cummings of Maryland, all these Democrats. They presented to this commission a GAO report. The Government Accountability Office decided that they would try to buy guns privately on the dark web. And guess what? They tried to do it 72 times. Private sellers on surface web, these are gun forums, and in classified ads, they said, were unwilling to sell a firearm to our agents that self-identified as being prohibited from possessing a firearm. They did 72 attempts, and they were unsuccessful. But on the basis of that now, the basis that they tried on the dark web and on surface web to buy guns, when they told people, I'm prohibited from buying guns, but I'd like to buy this gun secretly from you. They said, no, I'm going to sell that to you. Didn't happen, so now they're going to say, well, we're going to stop all sales on the web, and we're going to stop you from selling your firearms. And we're going to do background checks on all private firearm sales. You're not even going to be allowed to transfer from father and son firearms in your own family, that type of thing. And they're going to stop congressmen from carrying concealed weapons to protect themselves, even after we had the shooting there in Washington, Steve Scalise and others. Will they stand up for those rights? Will they stand up for their rights? They're not going to stand up for your rights, evidently, because we have the Trump administration moving to ban bump stocks. This is absolutely amazing. Calling them machine guns, 90 days to hand them over. And this is the Trump Department of Justice again, something that even the Obama Department of Justice, even the Obama BATF would not do, labeling these as machine guns. It said bump stock type devices, meaning bump fire stocks and slide fire devices. They said that they can be self-acting or self-regulating, so therefore they are a machine gun. Now, here's why this is dangerous, folks, for two reasons. First of all, the BATF refused to do this in the past because they said it doesn't affect the firing mechanism. You're taking a semi-automatic weapon, something where you depress the trigger each time in order to fire a bullet. You have to pull the trigger each time. And you're just bumping it. And as people have pointed out, you can do the same thing with a rubber band. You can do the same thing by using your belt. You don't have to have some fancy device. And so what they're doing is they're blurring the line, just as they've done with assault weapons. They're blurring the line with semi-automatic weapons and calling them an automatic weapon when they aren't. The BATF in the past, even under Obama, said the firing mechanism is semi-automatic. End of story. This is an accessory. An accessory is not going to change the firing mechanism and how it works. The other part of this that's dangerous is that this is being done by a bureaucracy. And they can turn on a dime, do a quick 180, just as you've just seen them do. These are unelected, unaccountable people who are there for life. I mean, these people are about as permanent as a Supreme Court justice, about as difficult to get rid of any of these government employees. And as they were asked by Breitbart News, I said, no, we're not going to pay anybody any compensation. And they said, yeah, we expect a legal challenge, and we will fight any lawsuits that are filed, and they've already had a lawsuit filed against this. And the Trump administration, under this acting attorney general that, based on when he was a candidate, he sounded like he supported the Constitution.
The globalists are trying to set up a private corporate world government that's above the law. If there's any opposition, if there's any independent media that can call the fact that the emperor has no clothes, that can call BS, it's game over. But if you look at everybody else like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they are all beholden to the networks they're on that can be targeted. There's only two groups in the U.S., InfoWars and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, that are truly independent. And, of course, they're two of the dominant media forces in the world. It really is amazing. That's why, as we close out 2018, I want to just remind the listeners of the amazing fight we're all in and how far we've come together. Just remind you that you are the power, you're the strength, you're the will of InfoWars. So please spread the links, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, because if you don't spread the articles and the videos, no one else will. We're all in each other's hands. God bless you all, and thank you.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. In the next segment, we're going to be joined by Matt Brandon, former Navy SEAL, somebody who's been banned on Twitter, many social media sites, because that's what they're doing to conservatives. We're going to talk a little bit about that in just a moment. Before Matt joins us, I want to talk to Matt about the border as well as what's going on with firearms, because this is a big focus for the Democrat Party coming in, but it also apparently is a big focus for the Trump administration, for the Department of Justice under Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker. Now, Matthew Whitaker made some great statements when he was running as a candidate. And I've reported some of that stuff. Sounds really good. All these guys sound really good when they're running for office, don't they? But then when they get to Washington, something happens. Isn't it amazing? So Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker claims that it merely clarifies federal law. No, it doesn't. It doesn't do that. It actually rewrites federal law, as Libertarian Republic points out. It actually rewrites it. I would say that it reverses it, that it reverses their own policy. These are people who are unaccountable to us. This is why it's important, folks. He also wants us to believe that bump stock ban shows that President Trump is a law and order president, quote unquote. Actually, it shows that he is a president who ignores the law, if it proves to be politically expedient. He didn't want to fight for a bump stock. It's a gimmick device. Bump stocks are not important. The Second Amendment and the principles of the Second Amendment are. Our country, the revolution that began our country, was fought over a 3% tax on tea. The tax on tea was not important. The amount of the tax on the tea was not important. It was the principle behind it that was important. They understood that these principles have consequences. We don't seem to understand that anymore. I was hoping that Matthew Whitaker would act like the candidate, Matthew Whitaker. And I was hoping that President Trump would act like the candidate, Donald Trump. But unfortunately, his oath to the Constitution is taken about as seriously as his oath to his three wives. This is an adulterous president. And I'm talking about this politically as well. As one person put out, build the wall, number one. Number two, do not infringe on the Second Amendment. You do these two things, you won't even have to campaign for 2020. If you don't do these two things, just like Joe Biden said, any Democrat can beat you because we're going to regard you as an unfaithful betrayer of your oath and of your word. You can't be trusted. Why bother? Bump stocks use a weapon's recoil to allow you to fire rapidly and repeatedly. The use of a bump stock makes the weapon more difficult to control when firing. This decreases the weapon's accuracy, which depends on a weapon's steadiness. As people point out, the Vegas shooting, if in fact that was what was used there, there's a lot of questions about what happened at the Vegas shooting. If that in fact was what was used there, because we saw pictures of a bump stock device on a gun that had a bipod on it. Now, those two things aren't going to work together. They're mutually exclusive. And somebody said it would be a lot more deadly if he didn't use the bump stock, if he just targeted individual people. And we don't know what he did at that point in time. Maybe it was not even that weapon that was fired. So many questions about what happened there. None of that is believable. None of it. So many different contradictory lies. It's almost as if the Metropolitan Police Department in Las Vegas was running for office as a Republican. They came up with so many different versions of what happened there. And as one person points out, with a picture, you can pull up that picture, You can ban rubber. You can't ban rubber bands. Well, I don't know. Maybe they can. Why not? I mean, they can do everything. They can define marriage. They can sponsor drag queen story hours for our kids. I guess they can ban rubber bands if they want to, right? They can ban plastic straws. Why not rubber bands? But if they don't ban rubber bands, you could wind up with a situation like this. And it's a lot cheaper than a bump stock. As one person said, you know, it's not the bump stocks are not important. The Second Amendment is. The principles are. It's like that tax on tea. It's the gun owners of America who are filing suit against the ATF on this unconstitutional action. All right, let's talk about some real threats that are being made. Real threats that are being made and ignored on platforms as other people are taken down. More violent extremism is unearthed on Patreon. Now, Patreon was a place that people would go to get funding. They started a policy of getting rid of conservative political speech on Patreon. But look at what they allow. As Breitbart pointed out, they allow the Red Guards of Austin. I think these are people we've come into contact with many times here in Austin. InfoWars has come in contact with them. Well, guess what? They're allowed to fundraise on Patreon. And here's some of the stuff that's on their blogs. Excerpts. Multiple calls for violence. This is what the Red Guard of Austin says. The war is not coming. It is here and now. We must take historic tasks seriously. We must accumulate forces. We must steal them in small-scale street battles. We must respond accordingly to the apocalyptic reality that capitalism and imperialism has forced on us. They identify as a fascist, of course, anybody who is a Trump supporter or Republican. If you are, then you're obviously, by their definition, a fascist. And they go on to say it is time for Austin to stand up to shake off bad leadership, trying to impose itself on anti-fascism, to come together under a better model of actual resistance and not token performance. And what do they mean by actual resistance? Well, they're talking about very lethal weaponry, training in it, possessing it, using it. We encourage the formation of paramilitary organizations on two levels. The first being those who are mainly unarmed, but are prepared and trained to carry out fist fighting or using blunt weapons like axe handles or flagpoles. Yeah, the flagpoles, they stick the nails in them. You've seen the pictures of that, right? As shields and basic armoring. The second level is a more advanced embryo of a Red Army, which is trained militarily and operates as soldiers all the time. They call themselves the Red Guards. They understand that red has traditionally been the color of communism, embraced by them. It's just, and it always bothers me that conservatives embrace that labeling. That was a gaslighting by the mainstream media. Say, oh, these are blue states and these are red states. No, the Democrats are reds. The Democrats are the Red Army. Let them own it. Stop trying to pretend that you're something else. I understand. When everybody finds out what you are, they reject you. So you keep relabeling yourself, keep using different colors to define yourself and everything because you have to keep changing your name. They have all these different aliases that the progressives or the Democrats operate under. They also call for anybody that they consider to be fascist to be beaten bloody, even annihilated. On the basis of our principled, united front work, fascists and their collaborators can be drowned out, run out, routed, beaten bloody, even annihilated. These are our principles. We aim to hold them to the very finish. And so these types of people are okay for Facebook. These types of people are okay for Patreon. And yet we see Patreon, PayPal, Stripe, they are banning political speech of conservatives. But when the liberals and the Antifa communist fascists who are anti-First Amendment, that's really what Antifa really means. When they're out there talking about how they're going to get violent on the street against conservatives, they're okay. We'll be right back with Matt Bracken.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Floralife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
For those of us that are the tip of the spear, we're being targeted to take out the leadership. That's the globalist only hope. So when you support InfoWars, when you spread our articles and videos, when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you are literally not just supporting InfoWars and free speech and standing in defiance against Soros and Hillary and the rest of these people, but you are standing for your own future and your own best shot of having an early warning system in America to stand against these individuals. When you order products at InfoWarsStore.com, you fund not just an American revolution, but a global revolution against tyranny. And we have the biggest specials ever running throughout to the end of the year as part of a total store clearance. Every order gets a free t-shirt. Every order gets free shipping. Every order gets 50 to 75% off in total clearance. And that funding allows us to go into the new year on sure footing to fund ourselves throughout the first part of the year to not just fight, but to expand. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. I salute you all. Now please take action at InfoWarsStore.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are trying to set up a private corporate world government that's above the law. If there's any opposition, if there's any independent media that can call the fact that the emperor has no clothes, that can call BS, it's game over. But if you look at everybody else like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they are all beholden to the networks they're on that can be targeted. There's only two groups in the U.S., InfoWars and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, that are truly independent. And, of course, they're two of the dominant media forces in the world. It really is amazing. That's why as we close out 2018, I want to just remind the listeners of the amazing fight we're all in and how far we've come together. Just remind you that you are the power, you're the strength, you're the will of InfoWars. So please spread the links, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Because if you don't spread the articles and the videos, no one else will. We're all in each other's hands. God bless you all and thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Matt Bracken. Of course, Matt is no stranger to listeners of this program or to InfoWars. He's hosted many times, hosted for this program. We appreciate he does a great job hosting for us. He is a former Navy SEAL. He's also an author. You can find his work at enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. He's been on Twitter until recently as a conservative. As they're purging people off of Twitter, they purged him off. You can now find him on FreeZoxy. Where else can people find you, Matt?
I'm still on Facebook, but I have to be really careful there because I've had six 30-day bans in the last year. So wow. I don't post anything even like an edgy meme or article anymore.
On FreeZoxy,
it's yeah, but they're still on. You can find them on FreeZoxy. And I'm basically a supporter of any alternate social media video sites. FreeZoxy has Zoxy for video hosting. There's also Brighteon. There's Vimeo. BitChute, of course, is very important. I mean, it's very convenient to use YouTube, but we really play into the globalist corporate, monsters' hands when we use the convenient, easy Google and YouTube, because, their model is just using us, using our privacy, selling our information.
And of course, they're stepping it up too, besides just the outright, they did shadow banning, then they did outright banning, absolutely, shameless and open what they're doing now. But now we have the financial institutions, we have PayPal, we have Patreon, we have Stripe that are out there shutting down, payment processing for anybody, even taking it to the next level. If you want to create a site, where you can, have a free speech platform. Now the banks come in, just like they've been attacking, the banks have been attacking, gun retailers as well as gun manufacturers. Now they're using the banks to attack the First Amendment as well.
Yeah. Others have tried to set up alternatives to Patreon. Patreon is kind of like another critical financial link for private individuals that have an alternate message. Some of the banks, like Robert Spencer, really critical counter jihad author for decades, freedom fighter, really, he's having a hard time just getting Visa and MasterCard to clear his donations and his book sales. I mean, I'm on Amazon and they could drop the axe on me. They could call me an enemy of the state. Who knows if they're just they might be shadow banning me in a sense, dialing me down, making me harder to find. It's very gray area, but it's really the American version of the Chinese social credit score that you get here. Just kick you off Patreon, kick you off of Stripe for credit cards, and then they don't allow anybody else. So there's really, Patreon's got practically a chokehold monopoly right now. So you've got to tone down your message and remain politically correct within the lines, or they cut off your finances.
Well, that's exactly what we're seeing out of China. China, you have to be a Communist Party member. You got to be in good graces of the government establishment there. Same thing is happening here in the United States. If you get outside of what the mainstream narrative is, or the narrative that the government wants talked about, or you have a different opinion, or you question their stories that they put out there, then you are going to be shut down. They're going to let certain favored corporations operate the same model that they have in China. They're going to look very carefully at your speech. They're going to come after you as an individual. China is the beta test site for all of this stuff.
And Google is really the key link, because, Google is the red China of America, even though it was really started mostly with DOD funding. So Google and YouTube, people have to understand that's the same corporate entity. Google and YouTube, they really control everything. And as we've seen, they're happy to work with China on this dragonfly system, basically to help China round up their dissidents and, either make them unpersons financially homeless, or round them up for gulags, the Chinese Lao Gai system. Well, Google's happy to work with them. So you know they'd be happy to do it here, too. If they're happy to do it in China, they'll be happy to do it here.
As we have the Google CEO, Sundar Pichai, who was, born and raised in India. I don't know if he embraces our American values or not. I don't see any evidence that he does. I don't see any evidence that he embraces free speech, cooperation. He is another one of these foreign billionaires who's brought in. It doesn't matter whether it's a free speech company or whether it's a Greek yogurt company. They find these people to bring in. They prop them up with subsidies and with monopolies, and then they do exactly what the government wants them to do. They're made men. And so he's saying to these people on Capitol Hill, he says, well, we don't currently have any plans to implement Dragonfly in China, but he didn't say they don't have any, that they're not going to do it here. He kept saying people focus on, well, we don't currently have plans to do it in China. I focus on the fact that they are working on this. Maybe they're going to do it here. Maybe they've already done it here. Maybe they are our great firewall, and I think that they are.
Well, he said we don't have any plans to do it, but just in case, we have hundreds of engineers working on it. For what? Yeah. I mean, hundreds of engineers. These are not, high school interns or college interns. These are Google engineers, hundreds of them working on Dragonfly. And I'm sure what they learn there is going to be applicable here. They'll just have it flow through the corporate matrix instead of the Chinese Communist Party matrix. But the effect on the ground will be exactly the same.
That's right. It's been in place a long time there. They've gotten their beta test site. Now they're going to roll it out to other places. Now, as we're talking about China, of course, Mao's quote, power comes out of the barrel of a gun. We understand that's true. What is your take on this reversal by the Department of Justice, by the BATF? Even Obama's ATF didn't ban bump stocks. They correctly said that it was not part of the firing mechanism. Now they're pretending that it turns a semi-automatic weapon into a fully automatic weapon. You know, what's your take on this?
Well, bump stocks are an easy throwaway for the for the vast majority of Americans, including, I would say, most gun owners. Bump stocks are indefensible. I mean, what I mean by that is it's difficult for somebody to go on television and explain why it's important that that bump stocks stick around legally, because even most gun owners are going to say, I don't give a damn. Let them go. Who cares?
That's right. It's a gimmick. It's a piece of junk.
Right. So, but it's a material object that they're banning by a law. And what we've seen now in New Jersey, so that's national. Bump stocks is national. In New Jersey, they've just banned every magazine over 10 rounds, which is every Glock 19, every SIG, every Springfield XD. The only things that feed them are magazines that hold, you know, 15 to 18 rounds. All AR-15s, I don't know of any 10-round unconvertible magazines for carbines. Even, you know, your M1 carbine from 1950, a semi-automatic version, had a 15-round magazine. So they're all illegal. You can't stick something in it that's removable to make it less than 10. Well, if you combine that with these red flag laws that we've seen, in Maryland, they killed a guy. In Florida, they call it a risk protection order. If you combine a law like the New Jersey 10-round law, which could easily go national after the next, say, Las Vegas or Pulse Club or Riverside, California, I expect that in the Democrat Congress, there'll be a push for a law, say, banning magazines over 20 rounds. Okay. And the Republicans will cave. And they'll come up with a compromise bill that bans magazines, you know, that bans 30-round magazines, for example. But what we're going to see is this salami tactic where after each shooting now, the Democrat Congress will pass a law that's extremely draconian, and the Republicans and Trump will sign a law that's half draconian, and that's how the ball gets moved down the field.
That's right. You call it a salami tactic. That's a good way to think of it. The founding fathers called it infringement. Taking it off a slice at a time, moving that fence over 6 inches, 1 foot, 2 feet the next time, and keeping that property that they've infringed on. That's exactly what's going on. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Matt Bracken.
For those of us that are the tip of the spear, we're being targeted to take out the leadership. That's the globalist only hope. So when you support InfoWars, when you spread our articles and videos, when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you are literally not just supporting InfoWars and free speech and standing in defiance against Soros and Hillary and the rest of these people, but you are standing for your own future and your own best shot of having an early warning system in America to stand against these individuals. When you order products at InfoWarsStore.com, you fund not just an American revolution, but a global revolution against tyranny. And we have the biggest specials ever running throughout to the end of the year as part of a total store clearance. Every order gets a free t-shirt. Every order gets free shipping. Every order gets 50 to 75% off in total clearance. And that funding allows us to go into the new year on sure footing to fund ourselves throughout the first part of the year to not just fight, but to expand. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. I salute you all. Now please take action at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions,
We've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are trying to set up a private corporate world government that's above the law. If there's any opposition, if there's any independent media that can call the fact that the emperor has no clothes, that can call BS, it's game over. But if you look at everybody else like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they are all beholden to the networks they're on that can be targeted. There's only two groups in the U.S., InfoWars and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, that are truly independent. And, of course, they're two of the dominant media forces in the world. It really is amazing. That's why as we close out 2018, I want to just remind the listeners of the amazing fight we're all in and how far we've come together. Just remind you that you are the power, you're the strength, you're the will of InfoWars. So please spread the links, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Because if you don't spread the articles and the videos, no one else will. We're all in each other's hands. God bless you all and thank you.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Back, we're talking to Matt Bracken. Of course, you can find him. His website is enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. He's got a series of books that you can find out about there. And he can also find him on FreeZoxy and many other social media sites. He has been taken off of Twitter, but he's still on Facebook, as he said. Before we get back to Matt, just real quickly, as the Christmas music is fading out there, we remind you that we have brought all of our 12 days of Christmas sales together for one last push. Today is the last day for guaranteed Christmas delivery. We've brought back all the featured 24-hour specials, including things like BrainForce Plus, 55% off, Ultimate Bone Broth, 55% off, Silver Bullet, 60% off, all sizes of Immune Gargle, 50% off, Alpha Power Real Red Pill, 60% off, as well as Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste and Mouthwash. Those are the products that have nano silver to fight bacteria as well as viruses. You can get those massive discounts, all part of our 24-hour specials. We have some items that are up to 75% off. We have free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points, and every order gets a free T-shirt. Again, today is the last day for guaranteed Christmas delivery, and we point this out because, you know, folks, instead of getting bells and whistles for your family, how about something that teaches them to take control of their health? Things that are going to help them to naturally protect their health and their immune system. You can find that at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, Matt, when we were talking before we went to the break, we're talking about the danger, and you correctly pointed out this is really a salami effect, gradually slicing off our rights bit by bit, infringing on our rights, moving the border of the fence, if you will, onto our property, our individual rights, a little bit at a time. This is how the founders understood it would be done. But now we're getting up to the point where you get to a certain point, you know, as they say, you know, how does one go bankrupt? Well, you know, gradually, then suddenly. We are going to eventually get to that point where they do it suddenly. They just come in and take everything. But it's very important, I think, for us to understand also, as you pointed out, bump stocks are not important in the scheme of things. It's a gimmicky piece of garbage. But we had a revolution that began over a 3% tax on tea because people understood the principle. And it's not just the principle that they're regulating a piece of equipment like they're doing with the magazine capacities and other issues like that. But it's also how it's being done, isn't it, Matt? Because this is something that's being done by a regulatory agency, unaccountable to us. I mean, the part of the revolution was taxation without representation. We also have regulation without representation by these bureaucracies who can just do a complete 180 like they did on this particular device. The Obama administration, Department of Justice, and the BATF did not regulate this. And now under Trump, it's being regulated.
Yeah, there's a danger there. This is a sort of a test case just to run an easy one through the bureaucracy and and see how the courts treat it and so forth. The next step after another mass shooting could be to just, for example, by regulation, declare 30-round magazines to be destructive devices and just bureaucratically move it into the category, you know, with suppressors and short-barreled weapons and things like that. And, you know, and speaking of bump stocks, there are still a ton of mysteries about the whole Las Vegas shooting. So many unanswered questions, and I'm not even talking about second and third shooters in other buildings. I'm pretty resolved that it was, you know, coming from one suite. But whether or not Paddock was the guy that was the shooter or the only shooter, if anybody else got away, if he was a patsy as part of a plan, if he thought he was going up there for one reason and was used for another, my point being that mass shootings can be used to like push the politics.
That's right.
You know, why did he have a bump stock, as you pointed out, a bump stock plus a bipod? It's just sort of to make a scarier image in the media, but they're contradictory. You know, one is for greater accuracy, one is for spraying it around. But you know, after the next mass shooting, I kind of compare this to the dynamic in the conservative direction during the 90s and 2000s. With more and more states going concealed carry and then open carry, Castle Doctrine, where the conservative states get into kind of a competition of we're more conservative than you. If Texas does Castle Doctrine, Florida does Stand Your Ground, you know, and that works in a conservative direction. Now we're going to see the opposite with a Democrat Congress where each state, you know, New Jersey will say we're more liberal on guns than Illinois or California. And California is going to one up with, oh, you got rid of 10-round magazines. We're going to get rid of all semi-autos. You know, so we're going to see that dynamic in play. And with New Jersey, California, Illinois kind of being microcosms for what we can expect out of a Democrat Congress. And the problem is the GOP elite rhinos are just going to consider that they've done their job if they hold them to half. You know, so we're going to see some strict gun laws, and the real danger that I see in a sense of like red flagging people is if you combine these draconian gun laws and the red flag laws in Florida, they call it an RPO, a risk protection order. You know, an ex-girlfriend can basically SWAT you, you know, swatting, meaning getting
that's
the police
exactly
to go to
what
your
it
house.
Is. It's like so a swatting prank. Yeah, exactly.
Right. So a swatting prank. So if some guy's got YouTube videos where he's a known shooter with lots of carbines, and then the police go to his house in New Jersey because some left wingers have figured out this tactic, and they SWAT him with the burner phone, and they go to the guy's house and they find the 30-round magazines. You know, maybe the police shoot him, maybe they don't, but for sure the guy's going to now be arrested for felony counts of owning a more than 10-round magazine. So you can see that. You know, the Antifa, Southern Poverty Law Center, these guys are not stupid. They're in an ideological war with us. And if they can try to trigger us, you know, with some red flags that go bad, they will. You know, they are on both sides with the National Socialists and the Communists. They both want to raise the temperature both of these socialist groups, the Nazis and the commies, they both think that their route to power is anarchical conditions, you know, to make the country ungovernable. So, the media actually loves the Nazis. Even if two Nazis show up, they consider it like a Nuremberg rally. Because then it makes the Antifas look like they really have something that they're fighting against, you know, that there's Nazis. So therefore our redneck, what do they call it? The redneck revolution or whatever, you know, the communist rednecks, you know, can then parade with their own AR-15s. Both of these sides want to stir up, gunfighting in the streets and false flag operations, nightclub shootings by unstable people. This is all going to fall right into this accelerating process, causing
gun pointed out. It's really how they use the narrative, how they spin it. You know, it's regardless of what happened in Las Vegas, we know how that they took this narrative. People really died. So, you know, some people come out, oh, nobody died with this. No, the effective use of something like that is to grab a real event and to direct it to support your narrative and your political agenda. And that's what they've been able to do, and that's what they're going to be able to do in the future. When we look at this, and we look at the Parkland shooting, for example, the high school shooting, we just had, I don't know if you're aware of it, we just had a judge there say that they can't sue the sheriff's office, who had an officer there that was supposed to protect the schools. I don't know what he was doing, if he didn't have a duty to protect. But they said, no, you can't... Can't sue them for that. That's not their duty. And this has happened over and over again. It's not just the fact that we need to have firearms for our own personal protection and to take responsibility for that, because it's not just the fact that you aren't going to be able to carry a police officer on your back everywhere with you, but it's also the fact that legally they can't be sued if they don't protect you.
Not only they can't be sued, but look at, you know, the incompetent political hack fools like Sheriff Israel in Broward County. Yeah. He didn't get fired. I mean, they sent the police like 20 times to the shooter's house. The people were calling the FBI, calling Broward sheriffs on this guy. You know, he's torturing animals in the backyard. He's shooting guns all over the place. But because of this Obama policy of giving the school district more money if you massaged your crime stats downward, you know, so for political reasons, they didn't arrest or detain or Baker Act this kid. He does a shooting. Sheriff Israel still has his job. Yet out of Parkland, one of the big findings in Broward County, in liberal Broward County, was the suggestion that teachers should have the option of being armed. And that's being treated in the Florida media like Armageddon, like, oh, my God, you want all the teachers to have machine guns. You know, it's constant gaslighting. It's constant, baloney about this. But really, like you said, you can't have a cop on your back and they don't have to come anyway. Who has more of an incentive to protect his children than the teacher?
That's right. He will protect himself, and he will protect the people that he knows that are right there in the classroom as part of protecting himself. That's why people having guns. But it's also the political aspect of it. Again, going back to Mao, you know, power comes out of the barrel of a gun. We've got one more segment with Matt. I want to talk to him about what's going on at the border. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Matt Bracken, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com.
The globalists are trying to set up a private corporate world government that's above the law. If there's any opposition, if there's any independent media that can call the fact that the emperor has no clothes, that can call BS, it's game over. But if you look at everybody else like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they are all beholden to the networks they're on that can be targeted. There's only two groups in the U.S., InfoWars and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, that are truly independent. And, of course, they're two of the dominant media forces in the world. It really is amazing. That's why, as we close out 2018, I want to just remind the listeners of the amazing fight we're all in and how far we've come together. Just remind you that you are the power, you're the strength, you're the will of InfoWars. So please spread the links, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, because if you don't spread the articles and the videos, no one else will. We're all in each other's hands. God bless you all, and thank you.
Yeah. Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. And now, The David Knight Show. Children laughing,
people passing. Welcome back. With us for one more segment is Matt Bracken, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com, and as a Navy SEAL, I want to get Matt's comment on this article I was talking about earlier in the program, a press release from Homeland Security saying that they had awarded a five-year, $75 million contract to ICE for ammunition. And this is not really, just kind of practice ammunition. This is really battle-ready ammunition, as Mike Adams pointed out. The question is, I guess when I look at this and the massive quantity of this, as he points out, the price that they pay for it, this works out to be about 18,750 rounds of ammunition for each of the 20,000 ICE employees if it was equally distributed. That's a lot of practice shooting, and they're using battle-ready tactical ammo for this kind of stuff. Is this waste and fraud, in your opinion, Matt, or is this something, do they know something that they aren't telling us about millions of people coming across the border? Why are they getting this much, you think?
I think a lot of it just has to do with government contracts and SOPs. You know, the dollar a round ammo, or 50 cents or so, the really high end, the Spear FBI round, that kind of stuff. They can say, well, you know, it's not the same if you're using full metal jacket practice ammo. We'll just give everybody the same ammo. They can expend it firing into dirt berms, or they can use it on raids. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. that takes the price way up. And then there's the long term part of this. So I'm not as concerned about ICE having this ammo as I am, like, you know, the Department of Agriculture SWAT teams. And the post office mm-hmm. inspector SWAT teams.
But yeah, and the Department of Education SWAT teams. I remember when that happened a few years ago. Yeah. There was a lady that was behind on her school loan, and they come in and she left the family. They come in the middle of the night and they take the husband and the kids out on the lawn face down because there's a Department of Education SWAT team.
Yeah, if ICE actually used it to, you know, round up all of the, criminals and deport them, I'd support it 100%.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, the other part of this though is that, you know, we've had the poll that was released last week from the Gallup poll that was taken in over 150 nations over a 2-year period, and they did about 500,000 people. Their estimate is that there's about 158 million people who want to come to the United States, about 750 million people who want to move to another country within the next 5 years. The U.S. is the number one place for that. Now, I don't think that ICE is going to be shooting people as they're coming across the border. But the question is, are they going to build a wall? Are they going to defend this country? Are they going to pretend that we can't do that as we send money to Mexico and Central America, twice the amount of money that President Trump was going to ask the Democrats for they just hand out yesterday?
Yeah, clearly the globalists, which counts all the Democrats and half of the Republicans, they want open borders. If they talk about drones and technology, they're talking about systems that can be turned off or ignored. Plus, no matter what, any non-physical barrier, and it doesn't have to be a concrete wall, a multiple fence system like Israel is probably faster to build and even more effective in some ways. But if you talk about letting people in, well, the current law is that if they put one foot on American soil, They can just fall, you know, hug the knees of the nearest border patrol. And if you've got a kid with you, off you go. You know, while all the cameras have been focused on Tijuana, this 7-year-old girl, she was like one of 100, and 100 here, 200 there, from Texas to, you know, California. They're still coming across what are essentially like a rusty cattle fence or nothing. And anybody that doesn't want a wall, to me, is a traitor who wants open borders. Now the greedy corporate Republicans, they want cheap labor in their, you know, hog factories. But the Democrats are looking at them as future voters. They're looking at them as permanent future Democrat voters.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
2/3 of them are on welfare.
And once they get across that border, as you point out, and hug the feet of a Border Patrol agent, now they enter this corrupt legal system where we have to pretend that you have to have a unanimous support from every single federal judge for anything that the president wants to do. Thank you so much for joining us. Matt Bracken, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. We'll be right back.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was talking in the last hour about how Patreon has been very aggressive in terms of deplatforming anybody that they disagree with politically. Along with PayPal, along with Stripe and others, they're allowing Antifa, especially this organization here in Austin, the Austin Red Guard, very violent posts pushing for the attack, the bludgeoning of people in the street and so forth. They're allowed to continue to raise money on Patreon and so forth. They're allowed to continue on these social media sites. As a matter of fact, it's even worse than that. We have the Daily Caller News Foundation has determined that an influential Antifa leader used aliases to spread radical, often violent rhetoric while concealing his actual identity. So this isn't a problem for the people running social media. They want this to happen. They want a revolution. As Matt Bracken was saying, if they can find one or two neo-Nazis out there, it's like, cool, that justifies what the Antifa people want to do. And we get those two sides fighting and we can put in the authoritarian regulations that we want to put in. This guy's name was Joseph Jose Alcoff. He works with congressional Democrats. Surprise, surprise. That's his day job. And then by night, he spreads socialist and communist propaganda while going by the name Jose Martin. He also identified as Chepe. He advocates for the violent overthrow of the government and for the murder of the rich. A 2017 book identified Chepe as an organizer behind Smash Racism DC. If you don't remember, this is the group that attacked Tucker Carlson's home in November, ran Ted Cruz out of a restaurant in September. This is the purge, folks, of every aspect of conservative media. When you look at what's going on today, you would almost believe that Hillary Clinton had won, wouldn't you? I mean, when you look at the purging of free speech, you look at the censorship, broad censorship and silencing of anybody with a conservative voice. It's exactly what we would have expected to happen with Hillary Clinton. But it's happening with the fifth column, the leave behind army that is the D.C. bureaucracy. And it's not just the bureaucracy, of course. It's the Department of Justice, including the FBI, all these people who are doing the slow motion coup against President Trump and against the election, because that's what's even more important. It's against the election. This latest evidence of this, Michael Savage, as Alex was talking about yesterday, reporting on InfoWars. Michael Savage's program is about to go dark in major markets like New York City, but they're going to bring up Ben Shapiro, the neocon. They're going to basically turn it over. These same stations that are taking Michael Savage off are going to put on Ben Shapiro. Why? Because he is a safe establishment Republican. And he's going to push all the stuff that the military-industrial complex wants. These same people who created Google, who created Facebook, who gave them the venture capital funding. Again, the CIA openly created a venture capital firm called InQtel in the late 90s as the internet was becoming practical. They wanted to make sure that they controlled it. The internet itself was envisioned as a tool of psychological control and monitoring by DARPA, by a psychologist at DARPA, J.C.R. Licklider. He called it the Intergalactic Computer Network. It's going to be used to monitor you. And then when it became practical, they created and assisted in the creation of companies that were going to be compliant working with them. And now, after they lured everybody in, somehow, oh, they can provide all these services for free. And now, after they get us all in their ghetto, as Matt Drudge called it, they shut the doors, they turn on the gas and the machine guns. And it's goodbye free speech. As Horowitz told the Washington Times, Daniel Horowitz, he said, Michael Savage's voice, unlike his conservative competitors like Ben Shapiro, is independent. Savage is a completely wild card, right? That's why they're trying to kill him. It's all about corporate control. Taking him off the air is not a business decision. It is a political decision. We continue to see these companies that have been aided and assisted because they are what would be termed in China Communist Party members. You know, they are part of the political establishment. They are made men. It is a private-public partnership. It is corporate fascism. You can't tell where the politicians end and where the corporate boards begin. And they're given free rein to do whatever they want. And they're not concerned about profits. It's really about politics. The profits will follow. They're taking the long-term view. They're going to take a big hit on profits. You see this with the social media companies as well. Big hit on profits if they can get the political power to follow. Talking about Tucker Carlson being attacked by these Antifa people, now they're coming after him, trying to blacklist him with boycotts. And he is defiantly saying, we're not going to be intimidated by people screaming racist, racist, racist. We don't do that. He says, you want to, it happens all the time. These anti-free speech enforcers scream racist on Twitter until everybody gets intimidated and changes the subject to the Russia investigation or some other distraction. Tucker said it's a tactic. It's a well-worn one. Nobody thinks that it's real. It won't work with this show. We're not intimidated. We plan to try to say what's true until the last day. And just so that you know, especially at this time of year, if you're thinking about buying Christmas gifts still, the people that are boycotting Tucker Carlson, Bowflex, decided they would join the boycott, a insurance company, Pacific Life, Smile Direct Club. I don't know what they sell. I'm guessing it's some kind of a denture product. And a company called Indeed have all joined the boycott against Tucker Carlson. So you might want to boycott their products. IHOP has also joined the boycott for Tucker against Tucker Carlson. And as Daily Caller points out, International House of Pancakes, IHOP, said it's against, we're just enforcing our company values because we don't like Tucker. You know, he's racist or something, right? And yet, they do business in Saudi Arabia. They also do business in Kuwait and the United Arab Emirates, those other places that have stellar human rights records. You know, so I look at this hypocrisy from IHOP. I was looking at this, maybe they could come up with some in these, Sharia law countries like Saudi Arabia. Maybe they've got some things on the menu, like, get your, Christians and gays as flat as a pancake or something. Or maybe they got Khashoggi sausages. I don't know. That would have to be non-pork, of course. But that's the kind of hypocrisy we see from IHOP. They don't have a problem with Saudi Arabia. They got a problem with Tucker Carlson. Seriously. We understand what that is. And then the Washington Post is out there now. They want Kellyanne Conway banned from television. It's because, they can't debate her. It's always that, isn't it? They can't win a debate with you. They want to ban you. That's why they've taken down InfoWars. They don't want to, again, these same people, the Antifa Red Guard here in Austin, they show up when we protest Planned Parenthood. My wife was there with a sign. And they show up with a black sign, says absolutely nothing, just to cover up her sign. This is what they do everywhere. They have nothing to say. They can't win a debate. They don't have facts on their side. They don't have morality or law on their side. And they don't want to discuss it. They're just going to shut you down, just going to silence you. They're going to put their black signs over you, take you off the air, take Michael Savage off, put on Ben Shapiro, take off Tucker Carlson, take off Kellyanne Conway. When we come back, we're going to talk about how some of these bans are backfiring. Again, just remember this time of year, IHOP doesn't want conservatives' free speech. Neither does Bowflex. Neither does Indeed or, what was the other thing, Smiles, some kind of smile thing, as well as an insurance company, Pacific Life. It was Smile Direct Club. They're all boycotting Tucker Carlson, so just remember that when you make your purchasing decisions. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
For those of us that are the tip of the spear, we're being targeted to take out the leadership. That's the globalist only hope. So when you support InfoWars, when you spread our articles and videos, when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you are literally not just supporting InfoWars and free speech and standing in defiance against Soros and Hillary and the rest of these people, but you are standing for your own future and your own best shot of having an early warning system in America to stand against these individuals. When you order products at InfoWarsStore.com, you fund not just an American revolution, but a global revolution against tyranny. And we have the biggest specials ever running throughout to the end of the year as part of a total store clearance. Every order gets a free t-shirt. Every order gets free shipping. Every order gets 50 to 75% off in total clearance. And that funding allows us to go into the new year on sure footing to fund ourselves throughout the first part of the year to not just fight, but to expand. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. I salute you all. Now please take action at InfoWarsStore.com.
Nourish a probiotic friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are trying to set up a private corporate world government that's above the law. If there's any opposition, if there's any independent media that can call the fact that the emperor has no clothes, that can call BS, it's game over. But if you look at everybody else like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they are all beholden to the networks they're on that can be targeted. There's only two groups in the U.S., InfoWars and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, that are truly independent. And, of course, they're two of the dominant media forces in the world. It really is amazing. That's why, as we close out 2018, I want to just remind the listeners of the amazing fight we're all in and how far we've come together. Just remind you that you are the power, you're the strength, you're the will of InfoWars. So please spread the links, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, because if you don't spread the articles and the videos, no one else will. We're all in each other's hands. God bless you all, and thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Future where the government and politicians will decide what is allowed and what is not allowed to be said, where they will shut down anybody that disagrees with them. They don't then work with the corporations who don't really care about their short-term profits as long as they can have political access. They will be given the reins of economic power in the future. They will be given the monopoly or the duopoly to provide whatever their service is, whether that's going to be the rent by the ride automated taxis or whatever. They do whatever the government says. Play ball with them and you're going to be in. But if you don't, you're going to get some boycott pushback. One example of this, of course, is Chick-fil-A. Now, Chick-fil-A is hateful. Why? Why is it? Why do liberals hate Chick-fil-A so much? Traditional marriage. That's it. That's why they labeled the Family Research Council a hate group. That's why the Southern Poverty Law Center did that. And a guy who saw that labeling got a gun, went to the Family Research Council to shoot the place up. And it was simply because the Family Research Council supported traditional marriage. I mean, that's not even a tradition. That's not even an exclusively Christian thing. It's just that Christians were the only ones standing up for it here in America. And so they had to be shot down. And they're trying to do that with Chick-fil-A everywhere as well. Chick-fil-A is has been banned. We've talked about this, a university campus. What they did was they put out a poll and they said, we're going to open up a fast food outlet here. We'll let students vote on what they want to do. They overwhelmingly chose Chick-fil-A because of the food. And then because of the politics, the university administration said, no, that's not an acceptable choice. They support traditional heterosexual marriage between one man and one woman. They're not going to be allowed. So we'll do the poll again, and we'll remove their name and give you some other companies to choose from. They also face a boycott in Toronto and in Pittsburgh. Officials tried to get rid of the restaurant in Pittsburgh. The New Yorker magazine said it didn't want another Chick-fil-A franchise in the Big Apple. There's a webpage called These Are the Best Reasons to Hate Chick-fil-A. On Facebook, there's a page called Boycott Chick-fil-A. And as one, as Twitchy said on Twitter, boycotts work, but just not the way that you want them to. They actually have a tendency to backfire. Awesome news about Chick-fil-A triggers lefties, and it's delicious. It turns out that their stores grew by nearly 8% to more than 2,100 stores. Sales were up by as much as 15% to $10 billion. And that's on top of a 14% increase last year. How many companies do you know out there that are getting 14 to 15% increases year to year? Chick-fil-A will leap past Taco Bell, Burger King, and Wendy's, the number 4, 5, and 6 chains respectively, to become the third largest chain because of this rapid growth. They're growing faster than the Chinese economy. You know, the Chinese are allowed to grow at 9.5% for 10 years. You know, they're not worried about inflation there. If you have any growth that is more than 2% here in America, oh, the Fed's got to shut that down. Got to shut that down right now. We might have inflation or something. But in China, they let them grow by 10% a year. But Chick-fil-A is growing by 15% a year, year over year. They said the liberal hatred, it can be traced back to the son of the founder. The son is Dan Cathay. He said in an interview back in 2012 that he supports the biblical definition of the family. Oh, that's it. So how, here we are now, 6 years later, and the liberals are trying to shut them down everywhere. He says, as it relates to society in general, I think we are inviting God's judgment on our nation when we shake our fist at him and say, we know better than you what constitutes a marriage. Well, that's what the liberals are always saying. They know better than everybody, including God, right? They know better than everybody. And they want to be God. I mean, President Xi, he sees himself as God. He wants pictures of himself and Mao, the guy that he was celebrating yesterday, Ding, the former leader, was the one who started reforms to undo the damage that had been done by Mao. But Mao is to be revered. He's to be worshipped as a little demigod. And any Christian church that has a cross up, you got to put a picture of Mao on one side and a picture of the current president, who wants to also be a religious cult leader, Xi Jinping. He has to be on the other side. And the question is, why was it important to reform? Why was it important to undo the damage that had been done by Mao? These guys see themselves as God. They hate any competition from any religion. They want to be omnipotent, and they are. Power comes out of the barrel of a gun, and they've got all the guns. They want to be omnipresent, and they've got their little cameras and listening devices and monitoring of social media everywhere. They are omnipresent, and they are omniscient. They know everything about you. As a matter of fact, they know what you're going to do before you're going to do it. Godlike powers. And that's what they want here in America as well. Google is working with our government. The question is not whether they're going to put, they're going to help China maintain its great firewall of censorship that they've had in place for a long time. The question is not whether or not they're going to use Dragonfly, but whether or not we're going to let them do that here. And we've already got Democrats saying that they want to have anybody that has a gun or wants to keep a gun, you're going to have to turn over your social media history as well as your search engine history for 3 years to them. I mean, this is basically what the Chinese government wants to do. And so when we look at this, it's important to understand that we can push back on these boycotts. Like I said, push back on the people that are boycotting Tucker Carlson. Don't go to IHOP, go to Chick-fil-A. You're going to go out and eat because IHOP supports Saudi Arabia and Sharia law, but they oppose Tucker Carlson. And Chick-fil-A respects God. And God will honor those who honor him. But not Xi Jinping. Because Xi Jinping, as Drudge had this link up yesterday, I talked about it at length. I won't go into it in a great deal. But he really is inviting God's judgment as he tries to become God. He talked yesterday about it being the 40th anniversary, a great journey of reform, opening up, and socialist modernization. Again, why was that necessary if Mao was such a genius, if he did things that were for the good of the country? Said, unlike Deng Xiaoping, who helped to launch the country's reforms 40 years ago and wanted to reduce the power and influence of the Communist Party, China's current leader believes that the absolute power of the party, and he wants his government to exert control over every aspect of Chinese life. See, that's the point I was making yesterday. Is that, first of all, Mao nearly destroyed the country. He'd starved tens of millions of people with his cultural revolution. As Xi Jinping is celebrating what Deng did to undo what Mao did, She is returning back to this godlike cult figure of worship, as evidenced by the Christians that he is locking up. But it's not just Christians. It's also Muslims. It's Buddhists. It's the Falun Gong. It's anybody that has a god or religion or belief that isn't subjected to this kind of Caesar worship. And that's exactly what that pastor called him out on, who's facing 15 years.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are trying to set up a private corporate world government that's above the law. If there's any opposition, if there's any independent media that can call the fact that the emperor has no clothes, that can call BS, it's game over. But if you look at everybody else like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they are all beholden to the networks they're on that can be targeted. There's only two groups in the U.S., InfoWars and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, that are truly independent. And, of course, they're two of the dominant media forces in the world. It really is amazing. That's why, as we close out 2018, I want to just remind the listeners of the amazing fight we're all in and how far we've come together. Just remind you that you are the power, you're the strength, you're the will of InfoWars. So please spread the links, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, ChristenPlanet.com, because if you don't spread the articles and the videos, no one else will. We're all in each other's hands. God bless you all, and thank you. Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. The bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
For those of us that are the tip of the spear, we're being targeted to take out the leadership. That's the globalist only hope. So when you support InfoWars, when you spread our articles and videos, when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you are literally not just supporting InfoWars and free speech and standing in defiance against Soros and Hillary and the rest of these people, but you are standing for your own future and your own best shot of having an early warning system in America to stand against these individuals. When you order products at InfoWarsStore.com, you fund not just an American revolution, but a global revolution against tyranny. And we have the biggest specials ever running throughout to the end of the year as part of a total store clearance. Every order gets a free t-shirt. Every order gets free shipping. Every order gets 50 to 75% off in total clearance. And that funding allows us to go into the new year on sure footing to fund ourselves throughout the first part of the year to not just fight, but to expand. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. I salute you all. Now please take action at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
listen. Welcome back. I hear that music. I've got to skip forward to this article I was going to talk about later. Hemp cleans up radioactive soil. Merry Christmas. Is there anything that hemp can't do, writes RxLeaf.com. The mostly outlawed plant that was once cultivated by George Washington at his Mount Vernon home can be made into fabric, into paper, into pasta, into fuel. It can be used to treat many different illnesses, and now scientists have discovered a more astonishing use. They can use hemp to get rid of radioactive soil contaminants, even. Radioactive soil. I mean, send this to Chernobyl. industrial hemp. And of course, that is different from, we talk about hemp. It has little, if any, THC. THC is the psychoactive component that gets people high. Hemp can be used for all these other industrial uses. You cannot ever get high on it. If it has any THC, it's so low that you couldn't get high on it. It's been shown to be extremely adept at sucking up harmful chemicals from the soil. This is not really the first time we've had this. As a matter of fact, around airports, they find cancer clusters and a lot of other illnesses around places where people live and work close to airports. And that's kind of a well-known factor. And they had one particular place or a couple of different places where that wasn't the case. And they're like, well, it seems to be a general rule. Why is it not happening here? What, is there something else that we're missing here? Maybe it isn't, maybe the airports with all the fuel that is being, you know, the air pollution and so forth, maybe that isn't an issue. Maybe it's something else. And then what they found was, in the places where they didn't have the cancer cluster, so actually it was one place, they found a large field of marijuana growing, and it was purifying the air from the jet exhaust. And now they can purify the soil as well. How do they clean this up? Well, normally soil that has heavy metals in it, things like nuclear waste material, is fixed through a process called remediation. It involves sowing designer chemicals into the earth that eat up the poisons. So think of it like using a magnet to collect tiny bits of metal floating in a glass of water. However, remediation doesn't come cheap. It's a billion-dollar industry. But if you could do that all naturally and inexpensively with something that grows like a weed, it's called phytoremediation. In other words, using it with plants. Scientists at Colorado State University have shown that hemp makes a particularly good phytoremediator thanks to several genetic perks. It can grow to 8 feet below the surface, giving the soil a deep clean. Hemp also reaches full maturity in just 6 months, and it isn't harmed by these radioactive or heavy metal soil contaminants. And when compared with chemical remediation, hemp is far less expensive, and it can be harvested and used as, guess what, a cash crop that goes into competition with textiles and with paper and with fuel and other industries. And that, folks, is why they banned it, because it's in competition with all those, especially big pharmaceutical companies. Not because of reefer madness. Again, this is hemp we're talking about. Hemp competes with all of those different industries very, very effectively. And it competes with the lumber industry, with the cotton industry, with the pharmaceutical industry. It competes in all those different areas without having any products that can get people addicted or high to anything, and that's why they banned it. And that's why we got so many people locked up in prison. But now we've had a bipartisan prison reform bill passed, so hopefully we'll change that. We'll have to wait and see. I always have my doubts, especially about something that is bipartisan. We'll wait and see what happens with that. And, of course, as the marijuana industry, including hemp, is beginning to get legal. You know, we had John Boehner, who used to always say that he was unalterably opposed to legalizing marijuana. Now he is running a marijuana company. He must have had a, well, if not a come to Jesus moment, he had a come to the altar moment where he saw a different kind of green, right? He was unalterably opposed, and now he is worshiping at the altar of marijuana profits. And lobbyists are now trying to get access to the federal banking system, because even though it's been legalized at many different state levels, the federal government has been keeping their hand on this by making sure that you can't get into the banking system. Isn't that interesting? The same point of control that we're seeing being used, the banking system, is being used to try to censor, to stop, to block the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. As I pointed out before, we have PayPal, we have Patreon, we have Stripe, we have all these different online payment processors that they're trying to use to deplatform individuals or social media platforms that support free speech, conservative speech. They've already done this in many cases to people on the Second Amendment, using the banking system to try to take away gun retailers and gun manufacturers' ability to do business. And now they're doing the same thing. They've been doing the same thing with marijuana, and people understand that. Isn't it amazing how evil the banks are? Maybe it's not amazing. You probably already know that. So what would Jesus do? Would he take these money changers and whip them? Yeah, probably would. But that's not what the Guardian is asking. They're not worried about the bankers. They're worried about those pesky evangelicals who aren't listening to the Pope. Because the Pope, they've already turned. They've turned the Pope, and he's telling everybody the big concerns right now is not the collapse of the family. It's not the collapse of morality. It's not the slaughter of babies for commerce. It's not the predation, the sexual predation of children. No. None of those things are any problem. Not wars, nothing. You know, that's not a concern of the Pope. The Pope's concern is migration and climate change. And so they're upset about the fact that you have the evangelicals out there who don't listen to the Pope, and they're not concerned about climate change. So the Guardian is like, what would Jesus do? I had to give a talk to evangelicals about climate change. This guy says, I was frankly nervous about speaking so many people of faith in the South of all places about climate change. And so he's going to show them what his new religion is. He says, even though I'm secular, I still have fond memories of my childhood minister, a Baptist minister in North Carolina. But now he's going to go to these same people and he's going to preach the new religion that he has converted to. Climate alarmism. We've already converted the Pope and the upper echelons of the Catholic Church to that. But now he's going to go to the evangelicals in the South and he's going to pontificate to them about climate change. And he's going to have a problem because they understand that God created CO2. It's what the animals that God created breathe out. And it's what the plants that God created need to survive. They take that in. It is a symbiotic system that God created. He engineered it. He designed it. It's got a feedback mechanism there. And they understand that. And they understand the difference between radical environmentalism and stewardship. So he's going to have he's got his work cut out for him. But listen to what, I picked up this article because I loved this one statement that he had here. He said, climate change scenarios have all the hallmarks of a biblical narrative. Violent storms, epic floods, plagues, resource scarcity, the displacement of people, dogs and cats living together. You know, it's all this apocalyptic stuff, except they're making it up. And he goes, the political power of the pulpit is undeniable. Yes, that's why they have worked so hard to make sure that there are no conservative voices in the pulpit. They did that first, way before they censored the conservative voices out of social media, trying to intimidate them with, again, the IRS. It was Lyndon Johnson who put that in. And we have a lot of brave pastors who said, we are not going to worship Caesar, and we have a Constitution and a First Amendment. We're going to exercise it.
The globalists are trying to set up a private corporate world government that's above the law. If there's any opposition, if there's any independent media, they can call the fact that the emperor has no clothes, they can call BS, it's game over. But if you look at everybody else like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they are all beholden to the networks they're on that can be targeted. There's only two groups in the U.S., InfoWars and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, that are truly independent. And, of course, they're two of the dominant media forces in the world. It really is amazing. That's why, as we close out 2018, I want to just remind the listeners of the amazing fight we're all in and how far we've come together. Just remind you that you are the power, you're the strength, you're the will of InfoWars. So please spread the links, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, KristenPlata.com, because if you don't spread the articles and the videos, no one else will. We're all in each other's hands. God bless you all, and thank you. The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I love the winter weather, so the two of us can get together. There's nothing sweeter, finer, when it's nice and cold. I can't hold my baby.
Welcome back. Today is the last day for a guaranteed Christmas delivery. And we've got still the massive sales part of our 12 days of Christmas. We have 75% off many items. We have free shipping store-wide. We have double Patriot points. You get a free t-shirt with every order. But today is the last day for guaranteed Christmas delivery using that free shipping. We have brought back all of the featured 24-hour specials that we had over the 12-day sale. And you can get all of them right now. You can get BrainForce Plus, 55% off. Ultimate Bone Broth, 55% off. Super Male and Super Female Vitality, 55% off. Silver Bullet, all sizes of Immune Gargle. You can get that 55% off. Silver Bullet is 60% off, as are Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste and Mouthwash. Again, those have nano silver in them to fight bacteria as well as viruses. Of course, bacteria will cause gum disease, leads to tooth loss, leads to heart disease. Very, very effective, those different products, fluoride-free toothpaste, mouthwash, as well as the immune gargle spray. All those products with nano silver. Silver Bullet has colloidal silver in it. We have a natural sleep aid knockout, all natural ingredients. That's 60% off. Take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, many items up to 75% off, free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points, and a free T-shirt with every order. Let's take a look at what's going on again in France, because, you know, it's not just the tax rates that were going up. Massive amounts. It's like 60% of the $7 or $8 that they have to pay for fuel is tax. In other words, they're paying more on just the tax that they pay on their fuel is more than we pay for the total amount of our fuel. And that includes a very big tax burden here in the United States. But it's not just that. And it's not just the fact that they were able to find out about it on Facebook, or, you know, BuzzFeed was blaming Facebook for the riots. No, it's not. They understand that it is the destruction of the middle class. And now the middle class and other classes in France have awakened to what the globalists are doing to them. Here's another example of this. They've been destroying toll booths and traffic radar, you know, speed cameras, generating a lot of revenue for them, for the French government. They've had dozens of French highway ramps and toll booths are closed. They've had half of the radar speed cameras destroyed by demonstrators. They said that the biggest toll road operator there said that demonstrations are underway at 40 sites in its toll road network, that several highway intersections had been heavily damaged. And folks, when we talk about toll roads, let's understand. This is a perfect example of private-public ripoff, rape of the public, by corporations and governments acting together. In Catalonia, they're getting rid, they're opening up the toll roads as well. I don't know if they're destroying the toll booths or they're just opening them up. The Spanish government was furious about that. Why? Because one of the biggest toll road companies in the world is Spanish, Cintra. And they operate the toll roads here in Texas. They operate toll roads in North Carolina, many of them all across the United States as well. This is how the multinational corporations work with the governments to become government-like entities themselves. Take a look at NAFTA, where you have the corporations elevated to equal status with the governments. They have to, if the governments want to change any tax policy, and the corporation says, wait a minute, that's going to affect my bottom line. We're going to go into arbitration, and we're going to have equal status to the governments in this particular case. But, of course, that's only the big corporations, only the big – it's not going to be the mom-and-pop businesses. It's not going to be medium-sized corporations. It's only going to be these multinational corporations. They take on the power, or greater power in many cases, than the governments, because unlike the governments, they are multinational, and they're the ones running – these multinational organizations and trade groups. Radars-auto.com is a site that tracks traffic radar. They estimated by the middle of last week more than 1,600 radars, about half of all French traffic radar, had been damaged. More than 250 have been entirely destroyed. Vive la France! Good for them. In 2017, the radar ticketing had yielded an average of $96 million per month that they were stealing from French motorists. Good for them, shutting that down. They said, of course, it's not only the lost revenue, but it's also the damage. It's going to be tens of millions of dollars to build that back. You know, we look at the rape of people by these big corporations. There was recently, Miami New Times is reporting that the ex-president of the Marlins, the Miami Marlins, went on ESPN. Actually, it was the team's former president, David Sampson. He went on stage with an ESPN personality, and they had a birthday party going on there. And he was laughing and taunting the sports fans there for how he ripped them off for billions of dollars. It's gotten to that point. And they said the crowd got really, really angry. He even flipped them off. And they said now they're claiming They're backtracking. So it was just a joke. It was just a joke. Yeah, the joke is on you, taxpayers. You're constantly being given the bill to build these stadiums for these billionaires so they can pay their millionaires to play ball for you. And you think it belongs to you. No, it doesn't. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to these corporations, and they're ripping people off left and right. And it's about time people finally see the arrogance and the contempt that these people have, whether it's toll roads or the speed cameras or the stadiums that the local businesses who are struggling to survive have to pay taxes, and the individuals have to pay taxes to subsidize these billionaires coming in. Amazon is probably the worst case of this. But we got Michael Bloomberg out of New York. I guess we ought to start calling him Michael Iceberg now. Because Bloomberg flew in giant blocks of ice. He flew them in. He put them on a plane and he flew them in. He sends his people out to Greenland. And then they cut up these ice blocks, giant blocks of ice, puts them on a plane, and uses, as Mark Morano at Climate Depot points out, thousands of pounds of emissions are put into the air from these private jets flying blocks of ice to London to show people, look, the planet is warming, and if we cut ice in Greenland and fly it into London, it will melt. That proves global warming. What it proves is that these billionaires will do anything. Conservative estimate, he said, would be that Michael Iceberg, released 24 tons of carbon into the atmosphere, more than three U.S. households would emit in an entire year for that stunt. But then we look at what's happened this week in terms of the stock market. One of the stocks that seemed to perform well after close, Oracle reported quarter two results on Monday, and their stock immediately jumped up. And they said, well, there's three words that will explain why Oracle, quote unquote, beat earnings. They didn't really beat earnings. What they did was, and Gerald Celente has pointed this out, he said, the stock market situation that you're seeing this last year is really about massive corporate buybacks. And that's exactly what was going on with Oracle. They said they fudged general accounting principles. They had, of course, lower tax rates, but then they used that and their repatriation of money to buy back $10 billion in stock. All that was enough to fool the algorithms after hours and to send their stock price 5% higher. That's what we're seeing with the stock market in general. And as I said before, we have the Federal Reserve manipulating interest rates. And look at what's happening to home values. In Las Vegas, there are Las Vegas homes that are getting zero offers. Thousands of them in November got no offers whatsoever for purchasing. That's up 54% compared to 2017. The highest number of homes in Las Vegas to not get a single bid. Homes that are on the market to sell in 2 years. 7,000 homes in Las Vegas had not a single offer for anything when they put them on the market. And this is happening across the country. That's not the only zip code. When you look at California coming up, this article that was on Drudge Report earlier this week, here's the 50 most expensive zip codes in the U.S. You know what? All but four of them were in California, and those four were in New York. Those people are staring into the financial abyss. We all may be coming up this next year. That's our program for today. Thank you for joining us.
The globalists are trying to set up a private corporate world government that's above the law. If there's any opposition, if there's any independent media that can call the fact that the emperor has no clothes, that can call BS, it's game over. But if you look at everybody else like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh, and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they are all beholden to the networks they're on that can be targeted. There's only two groups in the U.S., InfoWars and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, that are truly independent. And, of course, they're two of the dominant media forces in the world. It really is amazing.
That's why, as we close out 2018, I want to just remind the listeners of the amazing fight we're all in and how far we've come together. Just remind you that you are the power, you're the strength, you're the will of InfoWars. So please spread the links, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, because if you don't spread the articles and the videos, no one else will. We're all in each other's hands. God bless you all, and thank you.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.